Welcome to Ignite Your Light, a podcast that connects creatives, healers, and entrepreneurs through spirituality and wellness. My name is Riley Webster. I'm happy that you are listening to this episode because I have had such an amazing day and I wanted to share just some insight I've had this evening since I've been doing a little yoga practice. So I'm on my way to Nelson, BC to complete my 500-hour yoga teacher training with Caitlin Armstrong, my friend and teacher. And I left Vancouver this morning after having an incredible night on a friend's sailboat in the harbor there, which was amazing. We went swimming, just had good company, good food, all that jazz. I left Vancouver. I drove about 6 hours to Grand Forks, where I am now, where I'm staying the night. And I stopped and swam near Princeton. I found this amazing little river swimming hole spot where I stopped and just went for a dip. Laid out in the sun for half an hour. It was beautiful. And then I went through a Soyuz in the Okanagan, which is wine country and a place that I used to visit as a kid growing up for camping and all that jazz. So I went there, went for another swim. I ended up going to do a little wine tasting. And I just had this beautiful solo day where I just felt so alive. And in this summer, probably what you've noticed in a lot of my episodes, I'm talking about kind of this transformation that I've gone through. And I have really felt the most alive I've ever felt. And that doesn't necessarily mean the most happy and excited and joyful. However, that's definitely a big part of it. But I feel the most alive I've ever felt. I feel the most available to emotions and feelings and sensations in my body than I've ever felt. And when I arrived at my campsite in Grand Forks, I rolled out my mat, I did a little practice, moved my body from sitting all day in the car, and I started thinking about how we often don't celebrate the progress and the small successes that we have. It's so easy for us to focus on what we don't have in our lives and what is lacking and where we think we should be at this stage of our lives instead of sitting down and celebrating exactly what we have, exactly what we've created for ourselves, all of the connections, all of the opportunities, all of our work that we've done, internal work, external work, all of these things. And it's so easy to focus on the lack. It's so easy. It's so easy to focus on the want, on the desire, on the I need this, because the wanting that really comes from that place of lack, that void inside of us, that scarcity where we don't feel like we are enough as we are. So I invite you to, if this is resonating at all, to make a list. I literally just did this on my mat. Make a list of everything you have accomplished this year. And this doesn't necessarily need to be like, got this job or made this much money, although that can totally be a part of it. But it can literally be like, got over a breakup or made this new connection, which really fills up my cup, or went to this place alone and felt empowered. All of these things. Really dig deep and write that list of all of the things you've accomplished this year. So we're like halfway through, well, over halfway through the year. It's kind of a nice check-in point. It's kind of nice to just tally up like, okay, this is what we've manifested for ourselves. This is what we've created. This is our progress. And then fucking celebrate it. Like, honest to God, I totally admit I'm so hard on myself and I forget to celebrate my progress. I forget to celebrate, okay, I created a business or I made this amount of money that month that I really worked hard on for, you know, getting my mindset on board to attract that abundance into my life, or I made this connection to allow me to go to a yoga teacher training. All of these things, really dig deep and you'll realize that you're doing fucking awesome. Sorry, I'm kind of, I don't know, these swears are just coming out of me right now. But you're doing fucking awesome. And even on those days where you're like, oh my God, maybe I should be doing this, or maybe I should be here, or maybe I'm not following my passion or my dharma, take a minute to review this list and be like, okay, all of these steps are leading me exactly where I'm supposed to be, but exactly where I'm supposed to be is right here. And I had this lucid thought in my little yoga practice tonight that you cannot make any leaps in your life if your 2 feet aren't already on the ground where you are. So if you think about making a huge jump physically, you literally have to have your feet rooted. You need to feel the earth. You need to know kind of, okay, if I jump in this way, maybe I could land here. You don't want to have, you know, a one-footed sloppy jump. You want both those feet rooted before you can take off. And when you're reviewing that progress, see how there's that link there. See how you need those 2 feet where you are right now, which is exactly where you're supposed to be, to make that leap into the unknown, make that leap into all of those steps that you are dreaming of, or all those steps that are leading you to something greater. So I've really been thinking about this, about how transformation really is through presence. And we can get really caught up in the image and the fantasy of life, of I should be doing this because, or I should be here because, or what does this look like? What does this say about me? What is my ego wanting? We get very caught up in all of these really meaningless intricacies that make life really complicated and make us really suffer. So if we can work on having those 2 feet on the ground where we are and really get present, really get quiet, really feel into our bodies, we can make those leaps that come more naturally, more, I don't want to say effortlessly, but more fluid. There's a really common belief that you have to work so hard for what you have. And I think that this can get very muddy. In my experience, and maybe this is just my personality type, not really sure, but for me, whenever I feel like I'm hustling and reaching and grasping, I feel this feeling of contraction in my body. I feel like I'm holding on super tight, like my hand is in a fist. And recently I've been playing with just letting that go, even for a moment, even for a second, even for a millisecond, letting go of that hustle and reaching and grasping and seeing what's right here, right now. And presence never fails me. Every single time I come back to my body, every single time I feel that contraction and I ask my heart space to open up, I ask myself to expand just a little bit, make a little more space, make a little more room. Everything is delivered to me. And to get really present, it takes an element of surrender, an element of letting go of what you think you should be, where you think you should be living, how you think you should be in this world, and being okay with where you are right now. Because right now is all we have. And the more you fight it, the more you're going to make this present moment unbearable. The more you're going to suffer, the more you're going to struggle. And I get it. It's tough. We have so many distractions. There's a lot going on in our world. Sometimes being present feels like a prison sentence. But then you actually start breathing and you actually feel those 2 feet on the floor or the ground or the dirt or the grass, and you realize, okay, I'm okay. Where I am is okay. Everything is okay. I'm creating that safety in my body exactly where I am. I've noticed that in August, there's a very expansive energy of change and transformation. And I just wanted to come on here to remind you that the transformation happens through presence. It happens through being here right now. Because the more we can cultivate that presence, the more things start to make more sense, the more clear things are, and the more joyful we can be and enjoy our lives, because anxiety lives in the future and depression lives in the past. When you become present, everything is safe and everything is okay. So take that list you've created, celebrate all of the little and big steps you've made this year, and know that every single thing you're doing right now is leading you to exactly where you want to go. And in saying that, right here, right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. I hope you are having a beautiful week. My podcasting schedule is a little all over the place at the moment, just because I'm in transition heading to my teacher training. I'm going to say that I won't be doing any podcasts for the next 2 weeks. However, if I have a lucid moment at the training, if I'm feeling like I want to share something, I might pop on here to do so. But I can't promise a day or what the topic is going to be about. I'm really kind of just going with the flow right now. So I hope you are, taking care of yourselves and celebrating those successes and inviting yourself to let go a little bit. I love you. Thank you for listening. If you haven't already, you can find me on Instagram at @byrileywebster. And you can also shoot me an email if you have any questions, want to chat about anything that's come up for you since listening to these episodes. It's rileynicolewebster@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Also, I apologize if there are any strange noises in the background, such as wind or crickets or maybe a human in the background singing. I think I heard that. I'm on a hill camping in Grand Forks, BC, overlooking the whole town and the mountains. It's super, super beautiful. But there might not be the most perfect audio, so I apologize. Thank you for hanging in there. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and we will be in touch soon.